Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, it's a fact that tens of millions of Americans are caregivers. And that means they either have been, they currently are, or they will be. And of course, this has enormous implications for those who care for a loved one, an elderly parent, a spouse. It has enormous implications for their own retirement security. It's a topic we've covered here on Clear Path, but one we want to revisit given some recent research conducted by the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies and by none other than Catherine Collinson, who leads it. Catherine, talk us through some of the insights that you've recently uncovered on this really critical issue of caregiving in America.
We surveyed more than 3,000 non-professional family caregivers and found that many are actually putting their own health and future retirement and current employment at risk. They're caregiving out of love, and they've jumped right in, but they haven't fully considered the implications for themselves and their own long-term financial security.
Right. So if you're caring for somebody, either part-time or in many cases, the need is full-time, that means they're not working. That means they're not contributing necessarily to their 401k or other retirement vehicles. So what can they do? I mean, in other words, if that's what they're doing, that's because they probably have to do it.
So one thing that caregivers can do is, as much as possible, and every situation is different, make caregiving a family shared responsibility. All too often, one family member takes on a disproportionate amount of the duties. Perhaps they may quit their job altogether, not realizing that by foregoing that income, it's going to be hard to jump in the workforce. And if you're not bringing in income, it's impossible to save for retirement. The more families can work together, the less risk is being placed on that one individual.
Is it the case that it's sort of a default situation whereby, you know, the person who either is the most agreeable or just because of their own life circumstance, work circumstance, it falls to them? Is there a disproportionate number of women, for instance, who are caregivers over, I presume, over men?
Yes, it's really interesting when we look at what we call a portrait of caregivers, those that are providing the most intensive number of hours caregiving are typically women and women who are no longer employed. When we look at the overall population of caregivers, we actually see an interesting mix of men and women, as well as across generations, millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, and the generation older than baby boomers. But in terms of hands-on hours caregiving, it is typically women who are not employed.
Very quickly, what are some great resources we can refer them to?
One of my favorite resources is WISER, the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. Its website is wiserwomen.org, and they have built out wonderful resources for caregivers and specifically women. And again, AARP also has vast resources for caregivers. One other great resource I'd like to highlight is the series of caregiver guides published by Transamerica Institute that can be found on our website at transamericainstitute.org.
That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.